This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Chris from the Dating Doc FM. This episode is a question I received from a client who is addicted to Manosphere content. Stay tuned. So first and foremost, I'll be the first to admit, it is a little bit disheartening, that Puerto Rican accent coming out, that every time I try to do a podcast episode, my Yeti microphone continues to malfunction, and I have to hit it a couple of times to get it working. And I guess that goes with a lot of things in life, but I won't go there with what I was thinking. Not very PG rated in regards to hitting something and making sure it works, but that's the kind of thoughts you have when you're now a young 40s gentleman. So what we're going to talk about, unplugging from the Manosphere content, right? This one is a question that I received from one of my clients recently, where he wants to find a woman, but he's in this mental conflict where he finds validation, confirmation, solace, security in content creators like Fresh and Fit, mainly Fresh and Fit. I mean, there's a couple out there, the Whatever podcast, Pearl, it's just pearly things. And a lot of my male clients get sucked into this vortex where they feel like, cool, these folks know exactly how I'm feeling, and that's right. I'm glad someone understands why I'm so frustrated with modern woman. And you know what? It's just best to become this like antisocial, angry hermit. That's what I need to do. That's my new life calling, is to be this, again, just this foul-mouthed, angry, bitter man whose life is going to be defined by continuously watching those videos and commenting on them. And I was very astonished by how many men think this way, or how many men are part of this subculture. And I'm not talking about just passing by, listening to an episode and be like, yep, that's right. There's no reason to get married. They just want half of your money or more, blah, blah, blah. Got it. Right? That's passerby information. That's like, cool, got it. I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt. The issue becomes when your entire personality, your identity, your MO becomes just watching those videos. And I'm going to get into this feedback loop here in this next bit on why you are sucked into that kind of information, and how those content creators, they don't care about you. Matter of fact, they poke fun at you. So that was a warm up. That was a little jumping jacks. That was the stretches to get you going. Stay tuned. So first and foremost, I'll be the first to admit, it is a little bit disheartening, that Puerto Rican accent coming out, that every time I try to do a podcast episode, my Yeti microphone continues to malfunction, and I have to hit it a couple of times to get it working. And I guess that goes with a lot of things in life, but I won't go there with what I was thinking. Not very PG rated in regards to hitting something and making sure it works, but that's kind of thoughts you have when you're now a young 40s gentleman. So what we're going to talk about, unplugging from the Manosphere content, right? This one is a question that I received from one of my clients recently, where he wants to find a woman, but he's in this mental conflict where he finds validation, confirmation, solace, security in content creators like Fresh and Fit, mainly Fresh and Fit. I mean, there's a couple out there, the Whatever podcast, Pearl, it's just pearly things. And a lot of my male clients get sucked into this vortex where they feel like, cool, these folks know exactly how I'm feeling. And that's right. I'm glad someone understands why I'm so frustrated with modern woman. And you know what? It's just best to become this like antisocial, angry hermit. That's what I need to do. That's my new life calling, is to be this, again, just this foul-mouthed, angry, bitter man whose life is going to be defined by continuously watching those videos and commenting on them. And I was very astonished by how many men think this way, or how many men are part of this subculture. And I'm not talking about just passing by, listening to an episode and be like, yep, that's right. There's no reason to get married. They just want half of your money or more, blah, blah, blah. Got it, right? That's passerby information. That's like, cool, got it. I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt. The issue becomes when your entire personality, your identity, your MO becomes just watching those videos. And I'm gonna get into this feedback loop here in this next bit on why you are sucked into that kind of information, and how those content creators, they don't care about you. Matter of fact, they poke fun at you. So that was a warm up. That was a little jumping jacks. That was a stretch to get you going. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So before I get into this feedback loop, I'm going to get there. I want to go briefly into the history of how me, myself, I was semi-involved in this manosphere, right? And I mean the toxic side. I'll be the first to admit. Let's go back to 2018. I remember coming back from my deployment with the military and started really getting into content creation with YouTube, and also this podcast that you're listening to. And I got introduced to some characters. One of them, which I'm very neutral about. I don't have like a bad thing to say. I don't have a good thing to say. Kind of just right in the middle. Afi Kingdom. You go to his YouTube, you go to his Instagram. AFI Kingdom. I'll give him a shout out because he did help introduce me to a lot of folks. Afi Kingdom had these panels where he would invite folks that were influential in the male dating life advice content creator space. And back then, I really did not know any better. I said, hey, this is a good way for me to increase my YouTube followers and get exposure. And hey, maybe it's a good way for me to form brotherhood. And you know, this could be the start of these digital faraway friends that I can count on. But again, everyone has their own opinion, especially if those that lead with very low vibration pride, they're gonna feel that their opinion is the only opinion. And so Afi would host these panels. It would happen on, I believe, Saturday nights, Friday or Saturday nights. It was a weekend. And the panel was at a minimum six people, sometimes more, you know, sometimes close to double that, where you would go on YouTube and you would see the little screens, the little cameras, right, of each and every person that wanted to speak. Logistically, it was a nightmare. Everyone talking on top of each other, everyone's trying to get the better point. My style was to be quiet and listen for two reasons. I wanted my points to have a lot more strength. I don't want to just be the cartoony, you know, young 20-something year old that just, but I got one more point. That it's just not me. It's silly, and it's not in congruence with who I am. So, you know, the first is, so my points had a lot of strength and merit to them whenever I spoke. The second was that it was just messy. My point wouldn't even got across, period, because of how messy it was. And what's interesting is during these panels, you would have Myron and CEO, right? Fresh, right? So basically Fresh and Fit before they were Fresh and Fit. They were standalone content creators and they were part of this panel. There's Modern Life Dating, interesting character. He's the one that got embarrassed by Angela Knight on the Valuetainment podcast, the one where he walked off stage. But these folks were all on the panel, right? Before, quote unquote, they were famous or infamous. And I started really finding out what it was all about. Okay. You had on one side the old school Max. Mac Daddies, the pimps, if you want to call that, right? Maybe not literal pimps, but you know, they came from the old school and their game was a lot more code approach. Don't be scared of these women. And you've got to be smooth with the way that you lead your life, period. Right? I resonate with that. I resonate with that because that's my MO. I'm very smooth about it. I go about it. If a situation arises where a woman's looking at me, cool, I smile back and let the flow take over, right? That's natural game, as you want to call it, right? But speaking of game, there's another crowd that's like, you shouldn't even have to use game, and almost this feeling of entitlement that these really attractive, selective women are just, they need to come up to a real man, right? A real angry antisocial man because he's a man. That was that corner. The emo type of folks, right? Regardless of how they're dressed. And then you had this third group, which again was a precursor for Fresh and Fit, Modern Life Dating, whatnot, that are legit frustrated with woman haters. And on top of that, grifters. I distinctly remember back then that Modern Life Dating was like, oh, and by the way, I have this course on body language. And it was several hundreds of dollars. And I believe at that time too, Myron was also pushing for one-on-one coaching, fitness coaching, and then the date coaching. Which is funny because, again, they're part of that crowd that was just the I'm mad at woman crowd. And these are just all hoes and treat them as such. We know the deal. Those old school Macs, if you want to call it that. We know these were the goobers in school. I was kind of a goober, right? Up until about sophomore year of high school, I grew out of that. Got into my quote-unquote frame. But these folks, been goobers, angry goobers, okay? They can't even fake the funk. They just went off the grid angry, right? So I want to give you that context of these three groups of content creators that I saw in this manosphere when I dipped my toes into it. This was before Kevin Samuels blew up. This was before you start seeing Andrew Tate and all these big names really start getting into mainstream or close to mainstream, right? So I've set the stage for this feedback loop. Stay tuned, okay? I hope, you know, don't be too selfish. You know, hear me out on the story first. Now, after this bit, as promised, I'm gonna go into the feedback loop of these content creators and how you can snap out of this weird hypnosis of being angry at women and being addicted to this type of content. Stay tuned. All right, so put this episode in your back pocket if this is something you're going through. Okay, please, 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 please do this. All right, some of these may seem obvious to you. Some of these you've probably never done. First and foremost, instead of the, hey, go to the gym, you probably thought that was the first one. Go for a walk, okay? I see a lot of social media responses that someone's being really critical about something. Hey, go outside and touch grass. Well, do it, okay? Right now, I'm staying in a hotel in Austin and I'm looking out at the grass, you know, nature. And I'm like, man, this is really beautiful. And this is really what's needed in my life. And I actually took a walk the other day. The reason that I say a walk is for a couple reasons. Just be around people, right? Go for a walk somewhere, whether it's a park, whether it's an outside mall, you know, shopping district, shopping area. Be around people, even if you don't speak to any of them. Okay, we are all human, and just like plants are alive, okay, public service announcement, plants are living, even if they can't speak to us, go out there and be part of that garden, in this case, the human garden, right? What ends up happening is that sometimes we're that one plant that's out in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, we're not part of a garden or an ecosystem. So again, take a walk somewhere where there's just people. What this does, it stretches out those feelings of anger, those feelings of like, I hate people, I hate women, right? Because every person that passes by has a story. So when you're walking by, just think about that. Just be like, you know what, that woman right there, maybe she grew up very poor, and now she's dressed well as a way to make up for the fact that she felt really insecure. Or maybe, excuse my French, maybe she is really a stuck up rich bitch. You know what I mean? You can tell yourself these stories and a lot of them are gonna be based on facts. You know, might see some little kids playing, you're like, man, I really hope they grow up to be awesome adults. And it's great that they're playing and enjoying their life. They don't know any better. They don't know about manosphere content. So enjoy the energy of their innocence, right? Or if you do see a good looking woman, right? You're holding your coffee in hand, just smile, smile, keep it moving. And you're not smiling. You are not smiling because you're like, I hope she talks to me. I hope it, and maybe I should go talk to her. No, you're smiling simply because you're enjoying life. When you keep walking and you see a damn good looking thing, that's it. So that's the first thing I recommend is like, be out, take a walk. And I would say grocery store would be like the next thing because you got to get some groceries. But I would say first would be somewhere outside where you can feel the air, you can see nature. And again, I use that analogy or whatever you want to call it, be out in the garden, right? I don't know, is it metaphor? I guess more metaphor. Second one, yes, go stretch your body, work out. Your body holds a lot of stress, a lot of resentment, a lot of let's shell ourselves in because the world sucks and we hate the world. So you carry a lot of tension, okay? This is not some hippie stuff, this is reality. When you are stressed, your cortisol levels rise up and then it just sticks with you because it tightens up your body. So when your body's tightened up, do you think you need a stretch to relieve that? Yes, you do, right? So that's why I ask for you to get some movement going. whether it's stretching, whether it's working out, yoga, lifting, running and then stretching. You got to get your body in movement to get rid of all that tightened up mess inside you. And then the third one, it's up to you how you do it. Just stay a little consistent, even if you got to use your phone and put a reminder in. It could be a combination of prayer, breath work, meditation. Think about this. Think of your mind being a cluttered, messy room, right? That you left your pizza box. You've got a pile of laundry in the corner. You've got this, you've got that. You've got to put your Xbox, PlayStation games away back on the cartridges, even though everybody's all digital, but stay with me here. Meditation, breath work is cleaning your mental room or your spiritual room, depending how far you go along with it. That's why you do it, okay? And you got to snap a picture. Honestly, I have a huge disdain for those that sexualize spiritual practices like yoga and meditation. It's like, oh, let me take a picture. Let me snap a picture of something that's supposed to be really private. Plus, how can you really get into it when you're taking a photo? But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Do a combination of these, whether it's prayer, meditation, and breath work. The only difference between meditation and breath work, meditation, you may be focused on something, a question you want to answer, or you want to rehearse your day, or someone that you need to grieve or move past from. That's what meditation is. Breath work is more mindful breathing, and it relates a little bit to yoga and stretching, where you're getting that stress out, you're like bleeding it out through breathing, you know, you're getting out all that mess, whatever stressing you out, taking deep breaths. There's a whole exercise to it. You can YouTube it, you can go into formal classes, and that's another good way to be in community with people. But this is how you can snap out of this manosphere stupid addiction vortex. And if you find more comfort in your addiction, by all means, but do not blame me when 5-10 years go and then you realize, oh crap, I should have snapped out of that. There's more to life than all this mess. Or let's say that content gets banned overall. At first, you're like, man, freedom of speech and all this. But then you realize, no, I legit was in the crosshairs of the dopamine feedback loop that was not serving me. Again, serve yourself to be healthy. And if you can't serve yourself, there's no way you can serve this community out there in the world. And serving the community, again, could be you simply walking around and being able to smile. There's no winning from being angry at women. There's no winning. Hey, here's the thing. I know it's a shit show out there. Trust me. It went from getting them roses and chocolates to them wanting you to bless their Cash App. I understand some women are rotten. The worst of the worst. I completely understand that. But don't let it get to the point where because of the content, because of whatever's going on, you become the worst version of yourself. So play it back, replay, whatever you got to do. I really hope this episode has helped you, especially for the men, but for the woman, to give them a little glimpse of what's going on in the men's world. This is Chris from The Dating Doc signing out. Peace.